Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Yeah.
All new Calico.
Hello!
I feel like you've like taken over the studio.
We have taken over.
Yes, we are. We do it.
Loads and loads of energy. Hi, girls. Five girl band.
Yes.
I was going to say first time in Brentwood, but not for all of you.
Yes.
No, I mean, me and Chloe have been here before. Wait, you've been to Brentwood before, right?
I've been to Brentwood before, yeah, yeah.
But not,
but
Phoenix.
Not Phoenix.
No.
So, yeah.
What would you eat the Sugar Hut?
Oh my god, the only way is Essex, the Sugar Hut. No, I haven't been. I haven't been.
I really want to go.
Yeah, all my friends have been.
I have a confession. I've never seen a single episode of Towie in my life.
Oh! So sorry. But you're not from the
I'm
UK.
Sorry, Essex.
Not from
you're
the UK.
Not from the UK. You're not. So I was talking to Julie.
Right,
Julie's not from the UK.
So. You was here in October the 27th, 2019. Slightly different lineup. We've got a new lineup. Let's go through. Introduce yourselves, actually. Let's start with.
Hello, everyone. My name is Angel. I'm from Northwest London.
London.
Hello, everyone. My name is Izzy, and I'm from East London.
Hello, everyone. My name's Tiger. I've been to Phoenix before, and I am from Ealing in West London.
Hey. I'm Julie. I am from East London, but originally from Spain.
Espanol. Hola!
Hola!
¿Cómo estás?
Great Spanish you've got going
on. Come and slice!
Hi, I'm Chloe, and I am from Scotland.
Which is in the UK. It is in the UK. We got it wrong.
We'll translate that. Hello, I'm from Scotland. So we got a new lineup. How did you get the new members? How did you meet? Did you already know each other or...?
Well, during lockdown, we had a lot of time to spend on Instagram, and fate brought us together on there.
Yeah.
Lockdown was the best thing that could have happened for
big
us.
Big fact.
Yeah. 100% best Asian, we always thing. Say.
We're a COVID baby band.
Lockdown. We're a COVID band. I was saying earlier how when I had to audition for Calico, it was in a car park. We couldn't go anywhere. Like, we had to rehearse in some crazy places just so that we could all be together. At the same time, but we made it work, so lockdown made Calico.
Yeah, it's really weird because you kind of came in, the vision came in 2019, as I said, and then literally we had a massive lockdown nationwide, so it must have been really hard to do your music, and obviously you've got the new lineup. How do you find slowly getting back into it now? Have you found that?
We're so excited. This is literally what we've been waiting for, and we've been able to do so much since restrictions have lifted. We were in Marbella last week, and then we were in France the week before.
I'm still jet lagged, I think.
I'm still jet lagged as well.
There's a 1 hour.
Alright, well, I still feel it, okay?
I think it's 2 p.m.
When you get on the plane, it feels different.
Yeah, it does.
It feels different.
So for the listeners, how would you, call your music, your musical genre, what would that be?
So we work with so many different genres because we've got such a diverse culture in the band. So Julie obviously grew up in Spain, so we have a big reggaeton influence on some of our songs. We have a big Afrobeat influence on some of our songs. We have a hip hop influence. So I think the common denominator is R&B. But yeah, we work with drill, we work with hip hop, we work with jazz, we work with reggae.
We want to do everything.
Everything.
R&B
with a little spice.
Yeah, R&B with a little spice.
I like it.
With some chilies.
Cali spice.
You got a new track out. It's called Dance With You. Tell me a little bit about the track. We're going to play it soon anyway.
Dance With You is probably, maybe I'm just speaking for myself, one of our absolute favourite tracks that we've ever made. So we're very excited for it to be out.
To be honest, every track that we next put out is my favourite track.
Every time we write a new song, I'm like, this one is probably my favourite.
Yeah. But we always talk about R&B and how much we love R&B. Dance With You is just R&B pop, so it's just it's so feel good.
It's a massive genre nowadays. R&B. I mean, some people call R&B dance. You've got so many different. You know, people say put some R&B on. You'd be playing a track which on one album will be called R&B, another album will be called
Pop
or something. But the song itself, is it just come out? Or is it?
It came out on the 1st of November.
Oh, right, yeah.
So
it's brand new.
It's quite recent. Yeah.
Yeah, very recent.
And you guys wrote yourself, did you?
We did.
Yeah, we wrote this one. Yeah, yeah.
So this one is about when you're in, like, when you're in the club or in the party, and
very specific. Party.
in the party, and you know, you see someone, and you're like, oh, I quite fancy this person. I'm gonna step my way over, and then you're doing it. You're
shuffling over. Maybe shuffle two steps, skip.
Dance.
Don't get that when I'm in the club, aren't I?
And then you're like, standing on my own. If they're a rubbish dancer, you're like, see you later, mate.
Yeah. Tell us about the writing of the song. Did you all get involved in that, or was it? Talk me through the process of it.
So we all write. We kind of work write differently. I mean, we had a track before Dance With You, which was called LMK, which me and Angel wrote together. That was during lockdown.
Yeah,
so
it was during lockdown.
We literally wrote that through like FaceTime and sending voice notes and things like that. And then,
if you guys could see it, like our WhatsApp conversations, you would be like, oh my gosh, it's literally just singing back and forth, back and forth.
It's like 2 minute voice note. No, 3 minute voice note.
No. I like that. Let's keep it.
Let's get the track on. Do you want to introduce it?
Jules.
Yeah, Jules, you introduce it. Why not?
Hey, everyone, this is Calico Dance With You. We hope you enjoy it.
Woo! Dance With You!
With you. Ooh. I pick the music, you pick the where and when. Love that lyric.
Hey! Oh, yeah. Nice, catchy.
Now, you've got, I know you've got a video for this because I see a lot of it online with the Jeep. Is this the one with the Jeep?
Yes. This is the one with the Jeep, yes.
Right, tell me a little bit about that.
So that's actually my car. No,
we wish.
It's the Cali car.
It's the Cali car. It's the Cali car.
Yeah, we had this vision for a Jeep.
Can I just say that Izzy's visions for videos are insane. Like, she'll come into, she'll burst into rehearsal and she'll be like, guys, I've got a vision for the
There
next
was one
song.
Time I looked at a fish tank and I looked at the fish tank
in
the
kebab shop.
I promise you, in a kebab shop.
It was in the kebab
and
shop.
The fish told me what our next music video is going to be.
He mouthed it to you like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it was
happiness.
We were on a lunch break from the studio.
The fish looked at you and, you know, you look really good round a Jeep.
Yeah. And Izzy went, guys.
Oh, you were saying, get me out of here.
The music video, round a Jeep is just really feel good. It was, I remember it was freezing that
it
day.
It was freezing cold, but it looks hot in the video.
We were in Essex.
We were.
Yeah.
It's not our
Colchester.
Essex.
You've got. Range. You do like to pose, though. I mean, I've seen each of your accounts, and you're always like, they're like.
They're always extravagant, aren't they?
Yeah, they're really extravagant.
We can't. A pout's not enough. You've got to be doing something more.
We were not like in the nicest words. Tony was trying to be like,
chill out.
Extra.
Tell us about your musical journey. Why did you want to get into music, each of you?
Starting with me. Mm. Well, we've always been a music based family. So I've grown up with a lot of music, a lot of gospel, a lot of R&B, a lot of jazz. And then just getting into that, I can't go a day. I can't even go a minute without listening to music. Mm. I always have my headphones in, so cool. That's me.
Yeah, quite similar to Angel. I grew up in a musical family. My dad is quite a successful jazz musician, so I've looked up to him since I was a kid.
Oh, you like Keithin?
Yeah. I just spoke to him earlier. He was telling me about that. My mum is a singer. My grandmother's a singer. And I grew up in musical theatre. I've been doing musical theatre since I was a kid. And just my love of music, dancing, acting and performing just got me where I am today. So, yeah.
I grew up around a lot of music. Like, we used to play music all the time in the house. And then I think I kind of started writing very, very, very young to, you know, on YouTube, you find like instrumentals and this and that. I would search up. I think the first song I wrote must have been about 9, and I can't find it now. But I would
love to hear that song.
Hear it. I bet it would just be a JLS song.
I think it would be really
good, wouldn't it?
And my heart won't
beat again.
I wrote that song,
but yeah.
Well, me, I did not grow up in a musical family. It was more of a football family. But I've always wanted to do, like, artistic stuff since I was really young, so singing. That's my
choice. Julie is our singing and dancing queen.
And dancing.
Julie can move.
She can move.
So check out the YouTube channel.
I love our few cellulose.
Yeah, we all dance.
Because that's the thing, if I was in the band, I might be able to stand there and try and sing, but when they start saying dance, it'd be over.
It's game over. Get caught out.
Can you all dance? Yeah, you can all.
We can all dance.
I'm a bit stiff. Yeah.
I had a moment when I came into this band. I had a bit of a sit down. It was like, Chloe, if you want to be in the band, you're gonna have to do further than the two step. I was sent to about 2 years of like 6 dance classes a week on top of everything else with Calico. I feel like I'm a big improver.
Every time
we're at rehearsal, Chloe's like, guys, I am a dancer now, by the way. She's like, she reminds us, we're like, we know.
You're the posh
spice
of the band,
then.
No,
she's the Chloe Calico.
She's the Chloe Calico.
I can move now, and I'm absolutely love dancing now.
So you sing and dance. What about gigging? Have you started gigging again?
Yes, we did. We had our first proper gig in Paris.
Yeah, our first public gig was in Paris.
That was amazing. And do you know what? We were a bit nervous because we were like, you know, we're in Paris. We don't know if many people speak English. Luckily, Angel speaks French. So she was able to kind of translate a bit.
Oh, very diverse because you've got Spanish, French, and the Scottish
accent. We're trying to reach out to everyone.
From the UK.
We're trying to reach out to everyone. We also have this thing, like, alongside us having Spanish and French in the group, we love learning different languages, and we do that a lot in our vlogs because we want to connect. project to the world, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, go check out our YouTube, guys. It's Calico Music.
Calico Music, C-A-L-Y-C-O
We do
music.
More than sing. We do vlogs, we do dance covers, everything.
Would you put the some of the languages into the songs? Possibly like a little Spanish bit and a little French bit?
Just you wait and see.
I'll learn the whole song in French.
Oh my gosh, don't worry. Game over for me on that one.
What's that one you were singing? Fatal.
Oh yeah,
a Spanish song. Come on, let's do it. Let's give her a beat.
Fine, this is the feelings from happy to sad in Spanish. It goes fenomenal, muy bien, bien, regular, mal, fatal. And that's all I said. That's all I said for 4 days in Marbella. And I managed to be okay somehow.
That's pretty cool.
So, like, what do you want for dinner?
Phenomenal.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You've got in the charts at the moment, you've got lots of collaborations and features, etc. If you could kind of bring someone in, you know, I don't know, Cardi B, you get the kind of gist. Who would you bring in as a sixth member for a special song?
For Calico, who would we bring
sixth
in?
Member. We'd love to collab with solo artists and band, because we're a band, so.
Yeah, this is the thing, you've always said CNCO.
Yeah. Another four though.
CNCO and
still. CNCO forever. Yeah. I love CNCO.
Rihanna.
Stormzy. And also K-pop. We'd love to do a K-pop.
Oh, they're massive, aren't they?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
You'd have to have a really big stage to get you all on, all the dancing and that lot.
We would have to learn 12-13 members, so then it'll be 12-13.
Korean.
Can we have a Korean?
Oh, did yes! Annyeonghaseyo!
Oh, no, it wasn't me.
That's hello in Korean.
Annyeong! I didn't know that. Did you know that? I knew that.
We're good day. Here.
It just sounds like Scottish to me.
I don't know what I've done to you.
We're going to get another song on. We've got Flow Live up next. Tell me a little bit about Flow Live.
Flow Live is... So Flow Live is all about... We changed it up a bit, right? So, I don't know what I'm trying to say now.
I know, I can see the block.
But it's the first Calico original song.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and we...
I've got two versions, yes. Mate. I'm putting the right version on, which is good.
Yeah, live. Yeah.
Listen
yeah.
live. So I actually prefer the live version.
Yeah, that is the only version.
Yeah.
There is no other version.
High five to that, newbie.
We did redo it in the studio when we sang it, and then... I don't know. I just something about the there's something about the live version.
Slightly different arrangement.
Well, let's have a listen.
Let's have a listen.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Introduce it for us.
Yep, this is Flow Live by Calico. Give it a listen and enjoy it.
Tell me your name. Give me a number. Tell me you never wanna be with any other. Tell me your lies. Tell me your secrets. Give me your trust and I'll show you that I can keep it. I wanna be someone you need. Whenever you feel like talking to me, I will always be there. Can we get close? Never say never. I wanna be the one that gets to know you better. I know that you wanna tell me everything you know. So we can really flow. Oh, oh, oh. On your mind, tell me your sadness, tell me the things that anger you, make you the maddest. Give me a smile, give me a sweetness, show me the ways that we can make the perfect pieces. I'll be a prize, stand by your side, look into my eyes, and promise you'll always be there. I'll be a friend, I'll be a lady, I wanna be the one who gets to drive you crazy. You wanna tell me everything you know, so we can really flow. Oh, 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 so we can really. I know that you wanna tell me everything you know, so we can really flow. Oh, oh, the kind of life for you. Are we gonna make it yes or no? If you don't think you can share it, so I know that you wanna tell me everything you know.
Loving that one. Flow Live.
Flow Live.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop. So is that that's not the new track? That so that's kind of a re-released track. Is that would you call it that?
Well, that was the first original song we released as a five, and we did on YouTube. We've got two covers,
one original,
one Flow Live. Yeah, two covers, one. We did a cover of TLC's "What About Your Friends," and we did a cover of Jodeci's "My Heart Belongs to You."
Now I know. How did you meet up? Because obviously you're in Scotland. You're obviously not in Spain, and do you live local? Or how did you get together for rehearsals?
We're all London girls now.
Oh, yeah. All staying in London.
I live in West London now. I've lived in London for 3 years now.
All right.
Yeah, we all rehearsed in London together. Yeah.
So you're not having to travel miles to meet up.
No.
So what do you do when you're not doing the band?
I'm at Tiger's house.
Yeah, they're at my house. Eating
I'm at Tiger's house.
Swabbing out around the house.
Wearing my fridge. Clothes.
There's actually not
guilty.
There's not a time where we're not doing the band. Like,
literally.
It was so funny because the other day we had the first day off in forever, and I texted her and I was like, "Hey, what are you doing?
She texted me, "I miss you.
Yeah,
I'm over.
Miss you."
What's the plan for the end of this year, or what's the plan for next year? Now COVID is slowly starting to be a bit of a distant memory. Hopefully, what do you plan for next year?
Oh, there's so many.
We've got big plans, big dreams, big, like, we work so hard. Like, every day we work hard because we know there's a place where we want to be, and we are going to get there with the work that we're putting in.
Calico World Domination.
That's the plan.
To put it plainly, yeah.
Albums, tours, that's the goals.
That's literally the goals. Going on. Yeah. So we're working hard to get to that point every day.
That's cool. Well, I'm going to do some rapid questions. Starting with, you can all shout them out if you want. Favourite TV or film? Program.
Oh my gosh, this
burlesque.
Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Hunchback
Shaun of the Dead.
You are ugly.
Did you watch Squid Games? Have you only watched
Squid Games.
I'm actually watching it now. I'm on episode 7.
Oh no, we can't really.
Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen. It's really good. They're making another one, hopefully.
Yeah, they're making a season 2. Did you see that?
Everyone's walking around with the mask now with a little
scary, isn't it?
It was Halloween season. Everyone dressed up as someone
so
from Squid Game.
We were in rehearsal and we started going.
Stuck.
I said to my son the other day, I said, "Look at that, it's one of those t-shirts with the squid things on." He went, "No, that's Sunny PlayStation mop thing."
I was like, "Oh my god." Which
you
read the dubs or the subtitles?
Oh,
I read it with subtitles.
The
dub was
the same as you.
I had dubs.
I don't know where to look. Yeah.
Yeah, I had dubs.
To be fair, I am an anime head, so I've been reading subtitles for a very, very long time.
Jules, have you done? What are you watching it on dubbed?
Yeah.
I had subtitles to do dub. And
that is horrific from you, Julie.
Double whammy.
You are multilingual.
Yeah, but I don't speak Korean.
I don't speak Korean either.
If you ever get time, check out the hamster version on Google it. The hamster version of Squid Games.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's really funny.
Oh my god!
I want to really know how funny. You found that.
My son watched it and he said, "Dad,
what
watch
were you
this."
Doing?
And they got to go in and they fall off.
What do you do in your spare time?
Oh no, it's really good.
This is like 3 o'clock in the morning. YouTube call, isn't it?
I said, "Fish speak to me." He's watching.
I'm the only one to watch
YouTube.
Hamster Games. favorite thing to put on toast?
Nutella.
Oh, that's quick.
What did you say?
Just came out, sorry.
Nutella.
Yeah, Nutella's, that's facts. I was going to be like butter.
Or cheese.
I don't like cheese.
Favourite colour?
Green.
Purple.
Pink.
Favourite song?
Pink. Dance With You by Calico Music.
Dance With You by Calico Music. Yeah. I'll pick the music.
Favourite member of the band? No, Nikki.
Me.
Favourite time of the year?
Summer.
Yeah, I think summer. A lot of people say Christmas, but
No, but that's the thing. Yeah, that's the only thing I love about winter. It's Christmas, and then after
it's
just cold.
Yeah,
and then it's just like it's cold.
Christmas happens, and then it all comes crashing down in January. Let's be honest.
It's the slush.
Yeah.
Favorite drink.
Water.
Yeah, water's mine. I actually drink.
Stay hydrated, guys.
So
drink a lot of water.
Nuts.
It's good for you. It's
coffee,
good for your body.
Oreo milkshake.
I'm here talking about how good water is, and you're like, coffee.
Coffee.
That's like that spirit or something like that.
Yeah. Save that for off air.
Favorite superhero?
There are too many.
Spider-Man.
Superwoman.
I don't know.
The lady of the Incredibles. Don't know.
What's her name?
From Incredibles.
Yes.
Mrs. Incredible.
Elastigirl. Oh, well
done. Yeah.
I'm a Disney fanatic. You could literally hit me with anything.
I want to be, yeah.
Alaska. I see that for you.
Thank you.
Real life.
Thank you.
Shall we do, while we're here, because we're going to run out of time soon, should we do like a little live sesh?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Do it.
You know what? Why not?
Give us the note.
Okay, me and Ty. Should we do
We'll do,
guys. We're going to sing live for you a chorus from our brand new song,
Dance With You.
Dance With You. We're just going to
get the note.
Get the note. So it's.
Yeah.
Ready, guys? We go 5, 6, 7.
I'll pick the music. You pick the where and when. Let's not confuse it. All I want is to dance with you. I'll pick the music.
Woo!
You pick the where and when. Let's not confuse it. All I want is to dance with you.
Lovely.
Yeah.
What music do you listen to when you're like at home, apart from your own music? What do you like listen to, you know, on your iPod, whatever?
My iPod. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, your phone.
In 2021, the iPod.
Tony and his iPod.
Am I the only one who's still got an iPod?
iPod.
Why not can't charge it up anymore?
Oh god. Crazy.
Tony's like this.
I don't even have an iPod. I don't even know what I said it really.
Yeah, it's where he's watching. He's watching a hamster on his iPod.
You are going to hamster Squid Game on your shuffle.
You are. when you see the hamster Squid Game, you're going to be like, "What?" You'll be blown away.
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to go. I'm so sorry, Tony.
Tag you on my Instagram. Tony showed me hamster Squid Games, and now I can't get it out of my head.
I'm going to Google it like a bit later on before you leave, so I'm going to show you a little clip of it. So yeah, go tell us about your music again. So what
do I listen to? I listen to everything.
You listen to so much music.
I literally listen to everything. I have country in there, I have K-pop in there, I have pop in there, I have R&B in there, I have hip-hop in there, I have I'm electronic.
I've been listening to a lot of the new Taylor Swift versions of her release.
Got a brand new album actually at the moment.
Yeah, it's so good. And she just released a 10-minute version as well of All Too Well.
10 minutes, a bit long, isn't it?
No, because it's like a movie.
A movie.
Yeah, she made a short film. Yeah, it's nice. So good. It's so
I still haven't watched it yet.
Yeah.
And it's getting to that.
I'm a pop princess, you know?
Yeah. She is a pop princess.
I love R&B, but I'm a Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande. I'm listening to all of them.
Christina.
Yeah, you love a bit of Christina.
She loves a bit of Christina there.
I saw Christina Aguilera live, and I literally sat with my mouth open the whole time. My mum was...
That'd be a beautiful image to see. Cut that.
In the floor. I couldn't move.
She's got collaborations with Phoebe Bridges, Chris Stapleton, and a second link up with Ed Sheeran, apparently.
Big up Ed Sheeran. We love Ed Sheeran in this band.
Yeah, as well as a 10-minute version.
Ed Sheeran's been killing it. Well, he's always been killing it.
He's
been
really
killing
funny
it
story about Ed Sheeran. I met him recently, a few months ago. I was doing an
event. Like you do.
And just
like you do, yeah.
And I was quite a while ago. I was working as a waitress and serving Ed Sheeran. And I was thinking to myself, oh my gosh, I'm standing in front of one of the best songwriters of all time, and he's asking me what the canapes are. I was like, sorry, Ed, I don't know.
You should have sung him the menu. You should have sung him the answer.
Yeah.
Go for the pate.
Take the pate, Ed. Love it.
What did he go for?
He went for a tomato thing.
Makes sense.
She's really good at no.
Like, you can hear Tiger Was Born to Be a Waitress.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like, hey, Ed, go for the tomato thing, mate. You know what I mean?
You love it. You love it.
Do you know how I sing?
No, do you know what? I wanted to so bad. I had so many questions about so many songs. I love him as a songwriter. I love him as an artist, but I think I love him more as a songwriter. And I was blown away.
Got four songs actually in the current charts at the moment. So he's doing well. We had a bit of time off. Comes back, smash.
He's never not going to do that. Ed
literally lives on the charts.
Yeah,
he lives there.
He's got a gas
meter. He's got a.
Remember when he took over the top 10 when he released his album?
Yeah,
he had like every spot on top 10. It was
Drake does that as well. Of course, all
Drake
of the artists.
We love Drake. Ooh, we love Drake.
Gosh,
hi, Drake.
I love Drake.
Do you know what? You know, back to that question where you said you wanted to collab with someone. I think we can all agree that we would love to collab with Drake.
We love Drake on the track.
He's just another level for me. It's just
another level, DJ Khaled.
Tell us about your social medias, because we're getting close to the end. So if people want to find out a little bit more about you, I know you're on Instagram. You've also got your own accounts on Instagram as well. But how can people find you? Facebook, do you have a website, Twitter, etc.?
Yeah, we are everywhere. We are on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Thriller, every single social media platform. Mm-hmm. And you can find us by typing Calico Music, spelled C-A-L-Y-C-O Music.
.com?
No.
Have you got a website?
You could do www.calicomusic.com and it will just take us to our Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm still just getting the angle. I've only just started the Instagram. I've been a bit of old school Facebook and Twitter, and Greg's kind of got me onto the Instagram. I'm just starting.
It's the place right now.
He didn't use Instagram because he didn't know how to, you know, allow Instagram to his pictures.
Tony, what are you doing? Stop watching hamster videos and get on Instagram.
I was like, you're too busy watching hamster games.
I was like, I posted something. I went, oh, that's good. Like, I posted it. And then I went, guys, on my Facebook account as well. It's like magic.
Yeah, confusing world.
Save me having to copy and paste it and redo it all over again, which is what, how I normally done it.
Yeah.
Aww. I know. Tell me about it. Well, listen, thanks for coming in. Visit me again soon. Let me know.
We'd love to. Thank you so much for having us.
We'll definitely pencil something in for the new year. What? Any new songs that you're working on at the moment?
Oh, we're always working on new music.
There's a whole album going down.
Yeah, just keep your eye out, and there's going to be plenty more coming very soon.
Keep your eye out.
Keep your eye and your ear out.
Get your eye out. Get your eye out.
Take your eye out. No, I'm joking.
Listen, thanks, girls. We're going to play, I'm going to sign out with Doja Cat, having a great, great year. Do you like Doja Cat?
We love Doja!
Oh, my gosh. The other day we were in the studio and I was like, I'm so sad because I'm never going to be as cool as Doja
Cat.
She
was close to tears.
I watched her Made in Philadelphia performance, and I was like, oh, she's just too cool.
She's just so cool.
Just too cool.
Yeah.
For school.
This is Woman. You ready?
Yeah.
I know you're going to sing and dance to it.
Take the floor, Doja.
As soon as I put the faders down.
Let's do it.